RRA Digital with New Look.
Programa en español.
RRE Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Tropical weather. Favorable wind. Excellent waves all year round. Perfect cruise. crystal tubes. Endless ideal spots for surfing. Grab a board. Travel far and wide in search of the next big wave. Get ready for fun in the sun. Meet new surf buddies along the way. The perfect escape. From popular resorts to secluded beaches. Tons of surfing spoils where both newbies and pros alike can enjoy. Awesome beach vibe. Adventure of a lifetime. Surf's up. Ride the untamed wave. Become one with nature. It's all about the sensation. Pure adrenaline rush. Subliminal surfing experience. Enjoy every thrilling second. The truest sense of freedom. Unforgettable moments in and out of the water. Sharing unlimited passion. Forging lasting friendships. Good times. Good company. Living it up into the night. Cooling off after a splendid day of surfing. Vibrant, colorful nightlife. The ultimate surfer's paradise. Wonderful Indonesia.
you're having a good time with Voice of Indonesia as well, besides with the Old City and Carly Rae Jepsen. And Voice of Indonesia keeps accompanying you on Indonesia Today that you can enjoy on voinews.id and RRI Digital Mobile App Channel VOI. And if you have feedback, do not hesitate to send us through our email, voilisteners@gmail.com, voilisteners@gmail.com, or to our social media, Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, or Instagram at voi_official. And then for the simplest way, you can send us a message on WhatsApp, +62821-2381-2130, +62821-2381-2130.
Music, dance,
art performances from Indonesia and abroad on Leon The Session. Every Saturday, 9:15 Jakarta time, only on Voice of Indonesia.
Samudra terbentang katulistiwa untukku ada bersamamu saudara. Beragam warna kita, aku tak selalu sama. Kau aku Indonesia yang disatukan karena cinta.
Is Balinese dance, which uses sounds from the mouth. Without Balinese traditional music, it makes Ketak dance different from other dances in general. Ketak dance is performed by male dancers with Balinese clothes. Around 60 to 80 dancers sit in a circle and take turns in producing the sound of Ketak in order.
I've been good dreams you. for you and me. And I know you know that I don't want this for you and me. Oh, and I don't even know why we're trying. I don't even care just to ask. Baby, don't you know that we're dying? I am sad.
A province which was established in 2000 is known as the Hidden Paradise. It is in the Hidden Heaven that Kampung Torosiaje or Torosiaje Village is found, where Bajo tribe lives. After 8 hours of journey from the city of Gorontalo, we arrive in Torosiaje Pier. We continue our journey by boat to Torosiaje Village, which lies on Tomini Bay. The boat passes through under wooden corridor and people's houses. We then cross through corridors in the form of wooden bridge connecting stilt houses, which are arranged like the letter U. Zenonte, community figure of Torosiaje Village, explain how to build a stilt house on new water.
Cara bangun rumah ini gotong royong juga. Tetap gotong royong, panggil teman-teman untuk membangun rumah. Tapi
we built the house together, calling friends to build the houses. But basically, the house making begins with pole. We used to use mangrove wood. Even the land was full of houses, but now it is prohibited. Now people use mountain wood. It even can last for 20 years.
Since its first coming to Torosiaje in 1901, Bajo tribe has always been living on the water, as stated by the head of hamlet in Torosiaje, Akbar Arsyad.
Kalau menurut dari orang-orang tua, katanya orang Bajo ini dikenal dengan istilah pelaut. Jadi orang tua itu dulu masih ada yang ingat.
Elder people said that Bajo tribe is known as a sailor, so they still remember that in 1901, the tribe entered the village. There was no house in this Torosiaje village until that time, because Bajo people are known to live on boat. We called it living in Lepa. Later, in 1930s, 7 buildings were built, but the village was not definitive yet. In 60s, it became a definitive village.
Head of custom, Sandre, revealed the history of this village.
Kalau desa kami ini awalnya sejak tahun 1901. Jadi
our village has been established since 1901. It is called Torosiaje, as it derives from the word Siaje. which is the name of the first inhabitant, while Toro in Bajo language means cake. So Siaji refers to the first inhabitant who is from Bone. It all began in 1901. In the Japanese colonial era, in 1943 to 1945, in the proclamation of independence, this village has been established. Many Bajo people were already here.
Zenante, local community figure, explained that the development of Toro Siaje village began in 1982.
Kalau dulu itu sih ada sebagian orang Bajo itu ke darat, mungkin juga ada yang di darat.
Some of the Bajo people moved to the land. In 1982, there was a settlement to bring this village to the land. Some has moved to the land. So Toro Siaje is divided in three. Toro Siaje Induk, Toro Siaje Jaya, and Bumi Bahari. They are all from the same region. They are from this main village, Toro Siaje.
Bajo tribe is a nomadic tribe which is found not only in Toro Siaje, but also in Kalimantan, Nusa Tenggara, Java, and overseas, like the Philippines. Head of Hamlet in Toro Siaje village, Akbar Arshad, told us about the legend behind the spreading of Bajo tribe.
Karena memang alur sejarah dulu itu katanya orang Bajo, ini kan ada kehilangan Putri Papu, istilahnya Putri Raja.
Historically, Bajo people lost Putri Papu or Crown Princess. It made Bajo tribes spread in very long. It made Bajo tribes spread in every cross, not only in Gorontalo, but also in Pagimana, Banggai, Jaya, and even overseas like the Philippines. Throughout the coast, we can find Bajo people because, according to history, they spread to find the princess. Other people said that the king did not allow them to go back home if the people did not find his daughter, this princess. So the tribe lived permanently. Some live in Gorontalo, in Kendari, in Banggai.
Bajo tribe in Toro Siaje still maintains traditional ritual as revealed by the custom head, Sandri.
Kalau ritual adat itu ada 11 macam saya rasa. Karena itu tergantung daripada penyakit. Biasa keteguran dari penghuni lautnya, lain adatnya. Keteguran dari penghuni batu, lain adatnya.
There are 11 kinds of traditional ritual, I guess. It depends on the disease. It is usually warning from the sea inhabitant, the estuary inhabitant. It all causes the disease. If people in our village are sick, but they do not recover yet after seeing the doctor, we have cultural medical treatment. This village has traditional ritual if the villagers are hit by disease like diarrhea, chickenpox, but we do not do it if situation in the village is safe. So this traditional ritual depends on the village safety. Then we have ritual to go to the sea. Before going to sea, we hold traditional ritual for sea inhabitants, invisible inhabitants to avoid backlog, heavy stream, typhoon, big wave, and many more.
Since 2006, the regional government has set Toro Siaje as a tourism village. This traditional ritual can attract tourists to visit Toro Siaje. The development of Toro Siaje as a tourism village also gives positive effect to local people, as said by Ahmad Muhammad, fisherman in Toro Siaje.
Di sini wisata itu kita sudah bagus. Tadinya kan dari desa belum teratur. Sekarang kita sudah jadi para wisata.
Here the tourism is good. It used to be not really organized. Now this village has become tourism village. The government has arranged things. There are also tourism programs that make the village lively. It used to be quiet. The beach was not like this. Once tourism program was unveiled and the government's program ran, public transportation operates well. We no longer use boat to cross from house to house because now we have a bridge. we are free to work anywhere. It's all because the government's program.
Despite various facilities provided like education, health, worship, and electricity in Torosiaja village, people in this village still complain about one thing, which is water, as revealed by Akbar Arsyad at Hamlet Hut in Torosiaja.
Kalau fasilitas yang ada di sini ini, dari segi pendidikan ada, dari kesehatan juga sudah ada. Cuma yang bikin kendala kita di sini ini terus terang.
Facilities in this village are complete from education to health. But to be honest, one thing that still becomes obstacle and makes our life hard is fresh water. Actually, the state tap water company provided water, but it hasn't worked well for 2 years. That's why people pray for the smooth water flow, because it is so uncomfortable, right? Water is an urgent daily need.
Clean water is a daily need which is highly important to support life. As a tribe that has been known to be familiar with water, and they even live on the water, hopefully Bajo tribe in Torosiaja will not find it hard to get fresh water as the source of life anymore.
Tiada batas menyenangkan hati.
Akan ku jelangkan ku harap. Indonesia.
Listener, today's music corner presents a beautiful keroncong piece titled Bunga Abadi or Eternal Flower, performed by Ayub Sakti and the New Normal Keroncong Group. The song, written and originally performed by Rio Clappy, was released on March 1, 2024. The song tells a heartfelt story about meeting someone truly special. Through the song, Rio Clappy celebrates the magic of love and expresses gratitude for the people who bring joy and meaning to our lives. It's a gentle reminder to cherish the relationship we hold dear and embrace the true essence of love. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song by Ayu Sakti and the New Normal Keroncong Group with Bunga Abadi. Happy listening.
Petikku untuknya dalam
yang ku petik untuknya.
Jakarta. Here is Voice of Indonesia with Indonesia Today. News, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. Only on Indonesia Today.
Line. Bank Indonesia invites global investors to invest in Indonesia in line with the resilience of the domestic economy amid the continuing uncertainty of the global financial market, which is considered to be the main key to developing domestic investment. This was conveyed by Bank Indonesia Governor Perry Warjio at a 2025 Annual Investment Forum held on January 23rd to the 24th in Bali. Moving on to the Indonesian Ministry of Communication and Digital, which is pursuing the growth and digital talent in Indonesia by once again presenting the Digital Talent Scholarship Program and conducting the 2025 Indonesian Digital Society Index Survey. In 2025, Digital Talent Scholarship Program targets 100,000 graduates from various trainings from topics such as artificial intelligence, cybersecurity, cloud computing to coding. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia.